As you settle upon the surface that you rest, take a moment to scan your body and just see if there's any way that you can be just a little bit more comfortable. And take a moment to consider your intention for this yoga nidra practice, for sleep, for fulfilling your heart's desire. You might set the intention to fall asleep while you're listening to the practice. You might set an intention to practice during the day so that you can fall asleep more easily at night by soothing and pacifying your nervous system, calming and quieting your mind. Or if you're practicing during the day, you might set your intention to fulfill your heart's desire, whatever that may be. Once you've silently set your intention to yourself, take a moment to deepen into your heart's desire. It might be similar to your intention, or it might be something deeper, like a yearning or wanting or longing for radiant health, abundance, full expression of your life's purpose, an embodiment of giving and receiving love, unconditional love. What is the heart's longing in you? Once you formulate what your heart's desire is, state it as a one-sentence affirmation in present time, as if it's already so. And say it several times to yourself silently. You can set the heart's desire aside now along with the intention, knowing that we'll come back to them at the end of the practice. In the meantime, take a moment to consider a place in imagination or memory where you feel really safe, relaxed, at ease, and able to just show up and really be yourself. It might be in your bedroom or somewhere else in your house. It might be a place in nature. There might be another with you, or perhaps a pet or an animal of some kind, or a spiritual being of some kind. As you recall or imagine this place, use all of the senses to bring it about, as if you're there right now, looking around and noticing textures and colors. If there's any sounds that occur here that contribute to your sense of well-being and ease, and any other sensibilities, but most importantly, how it feels when you imagine or recall yourself being here. What feelings does it evoke? Is there any other component, memory, or image that you can add that would contribute to feeling that much more comfortable, relaxed, at ease, and able to just really be yourself? Know that you can come back to this place in memory or imagination at any time through this practice, or at any time through your days, as a way to sink into this sense of well-being, calm, ease, and being yourself. And now bring your attention to the sensations in your body, feeling the whole body. All of the sensations of the body feeling at once. Now bring your awareness to the sensations in your feet, and in particular into the soles of the feet, feeling both of the soles of the feet at once. Then feeling the tops of the feet. Now feeling the toes, all of the toes at once. There might at first be a visual image that comes to mind that helps deliver you to the place of sensation in the toes, but once you're feeling the toes, let the image fall away and just be in the pure tactile sensation. Feel the whole of the feet now, both feet. Soles, tops, toes, heels, Achilles. Feeling the ankles now, the sensations in and around the ankles. Feeling the calves, the sensation in both calves. Now the shins, feeling the shins. Feeling the calves and shins together at once. Feeling the knees now. The whole of both knees, front, back, sides, and inside, the whole of both knees. Feel the thighs now, the whole of the upper legs, fronts, backs of the thighs, outside, inside, whole of both sides as sensation. Feel the pelvis now, the whole of the pelvis. Feel the skeletal structure within the pelvis, the bones, the marrow, and all of the tissue and flesh around it. Feel the lower torso now, the belly, the lower back, and the space in between, feeling the whole of the lower torso as sensation. Feel the middle torso, the front of the middle torso around the solar plexus, and the back of the middle torso. The sidewalls and the space in between. The sensations of the middle torso inside and out. Feeling the upper torso now as sensation. Front of the chest. Back of the chest. armpits and upper sides of the torso. The whole of the inside of the upper torso. Feeling the whole of the torso now as sensation. Belly to chest, lower back to upper back, sides and inside. Feel the shoulders now, the sensation of both shoulders. Feeling the upper arms, the whole of both upper arms. Feel the elbows now, both elbows as sensation. Again, you might first see it as a visual image. Then once you're feeling the sensations of the elbows, let the image fall away and be in the pure sensate experience. Feel the forearms now, sensations in the forearms. Feeling the wrists, whole of both wrists. And feeling the palms of the hands, all of the sensations in the palms. Feel the backs of the hands. Feel the fingers, all of the 10 fingers at once. Now feel the whole of both hands at once, palms, backs of the hands, fingers, thumbs. The multiplicity of sensations in the hands. Now feeling from the hands up through the wrists, through the forearms, elbows, upper arms, through the shoulders and up into the neck and the throat. Feeling the whole of the outside and the inside of the neck as sensation. Feel the back of the head. Feel the top of the skull. Feel the forehead. Now feeling the eyes and the area around the eyes as sensation. Feeling the nose, the sensations on the outside of the nose, and the sensation inside the nostrils. You might feel the coolness of the inhalation, the warmth of the exhalation against the nostrils. Become aware of the ears. feeling the ear lobes. Ear canals. Ear drums. Feeling hearing as a sensation. Even silence as a sensation in and around the ears. Feel the sensations inside the mouth now, the whole of the tongue. The roof of the mouth, the floor of the mouth, feel the lips, the muscles around the lips, feeling the whole of the inside and outside of the mouth as sensation. Feel the whole body as sensation once again, whole body. Feeling the whole body and the space around the body. Feel out into the space around the body. Become aware now of the natural rise and fall of the breath. Feel the movement and the sensations of the breath. You might notice a subtle pause at the end of the exhalation without holding the breath in any way, just noticing if there's a pause there. And out of the pause emerges the next inhalation. There might be a little pause at the top of the inhalation. If there isn't, you don't have to create it, just noticing. Notice each inhale, and if there's a pause, each exhale, and if there's a naturally occurring pause, just watching, feeling the breath. You could count down with the breath from 5 to 0, each inhalation and exhalation is one count. Now recall the feeling of well-being, your inner resource that we explored at the beginning of the practice, a place in memory or imagination where you feel at ease, relaxed, safe, able to be yourself. Recall that place once again now. And feel how it is to imagine yourself here now. Let the feelings of this, being in this place, re-emerge into awareness. Be curious, notice how it feels in the different areas of your body as you really feel yourself at ease, relaxed. Just being. Well-being. You might allow your heart's desire to bubble up into awareness now. As we deepen in the practice of yoga nidra, and the mind stills and deeper brainwave states arise, the heart's desire is no longer something we attain, but something that is alive as true. Feel the heart's desire emerge as already true. Waking state, self-imposed limitations have fallen away. Imagine now your heart's desire is true, and let images come of how it is to live your days. With your heart's desire as already manifest. You might notice how you relate to yourself differently. Or those close to you. You might notice a shift in your daily emotional tone as you move through your days with your heart's desire already true. Imagine it now each day, filled with a greater sense of well-being, able to just show up and be yourself, and your heart's desire already true. The mind doesn't know the difference between real and imagined, so take just another moment to imagine how it is to live with the heart fully satisfied. As you imagine and then feel how it is to have a satisfied heart, you're setting up new neural connections in the brain for this as a new pattern. The more often you do it, the more deeply it wires in the brain. As we close this practice, you might like to make a commitment to come back to your intention and any new intentions that might arise that are in alignment with your inner resource and your heart's desire. Namaste.